Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this callback?
This is Adrian.
And how may I assist you?
I filed a claim like a week ago. I also wanted to file a new claim this week, but I filed a claim like a week ago, but on the website it says I have no active claim.
Okay, did you do a certification? A weekly certification? Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you do a weekly certification?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your social security number?
421-530-226.
And what's your name?
Adrian Wilson.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Paige.
Okay. And you don't have an active claim. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Okay. Did you start a claim? Because I see.
Yes, ma'am. I started an initial claim. I did my initial claim.
Well, this says it's going to be a new claim. Oh, let's see. How far did you get? Okay, now okay, what's your race?
Black, African American.
Okay. Non-Hispanic?
Yes, ma'am.
Gender female?
Yes, ma'am.
Highest grade you completed in school?
College associate's degree.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you serve on active? Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And what is your address?
You want my mailing address or my...
Give me your residential, your home address first.
821 Klondike Road, Livingston, Alabama. 354-70.
Okay. And what's the city of Klondike address?
Livingston.
Okay. You didn't give me an apartment number, did you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the zip code for that?
354-70.
And what's your mailing address?
12261 Highway, Alabama Highway 17, York, Alabama 36925.
Alabama Highway what?
17.
And what's the city?
York.
And what's the zip?
36925.
Okay. Okay, none of this is, oh my God. How do you spell Klondike?
Klondike.
And I got Livingston, Alabama 35470, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not okay, and your mailing address is 12261 Alabama Highway 17 in York. And that's
yes, ma'am.
36925.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, neither one are showing up as being recognized by the Postal Service. And your physical address, your home address is 821 Klondike Road?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure why it's not popping up like this. I get all my mail sent to the York, Alabama address.
That one's not showing up as a recognized either.
Okay.
It said address not found. Oh no.
When you're typing it in, is it asking you to change it to a suggested address?
That's why I know it's not recognized after I type it in and go forward. It would put the one I typed in and the one recommended, but it's not doing the recommended address.
What's the recommended address?
It's not showing. They just saying that the one I typed in is not recognized by the Postal Service. Livingston, Livington, correct, for Livingston?
No, ma'am. Livingston.
Livingston. Oh, Stone. Okay. Now, but what about this? And you said the mailing address is 12261 Alabama Highway 17 in York, Alabama. Let me see what comes
yes.
up.
Are you sure spelling the Alabama all the way out? Sometimes if I don't spell the Alabama all the way out, they won't take it.
Yeah, it's automatically spelled out. I don't have to type in Alabama, just pick it. I just select it. I don't have to type it out. Livingston. Oh no, it's saying it's not recognized. I don't know why. But we're going to have to go for that. What was your occupation at your last job?
Production worker.
Okay. But it's seven, yeah. Oh, I know what you're saying now. But that doesn't explain. Okay. Are you seeking work in your same in your usual occupation?
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your occupation you already have?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so what occupation are you seeking work in?
I have a date to go back to work. I work a shutdown job.
Oh, well, why you say no when I ask you what you're seeking work in your usual occupation?
Because seeking means I'm not looking for a job right now.
But
have
we have to ask you that the same as if you had lost your job. So it's the same question that if it was anybody that had lost their job. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date is that?
July the 15th.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
60.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Pardon me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 4/1/23 and 3/31/2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? Hello?
Direct deposit.
And who's your bank?
Region.
Checking account? What's the routing number?
I'm sorry, it's loading.
Okay.
Okay, the routing number, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
the routing number is 062-000-4019.
Okay. Okay. I got it. And what's the account number?
0335-097-531.
Now repeat that for verification.
0335-097-531.
Okay. And who's your employer?
Bros.
Okay, they're not on your list. All I see is Walmart.
I just started. I only worked a week.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here. Now why? Okay. Oh my God. Okay, 625. And what is it, Bros Corporation?
Bros Tuscaloosa.
And that's where you're working at?
Yes, ma'am.
They must have had a huge hiring. Tuscaloosa. And when was your start date?
On the 20th. The 21st.
Of June?
The 21st of June, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I have to wait till somebody talk to me. snails. Let me see. And what's their phone number?
My job?
Yes.
It's, let's see, 205
562
4800.
Okay. And that's in, is that in Vance or Tuscaloosa?
It's in Vance.
Okay. And you started June 21st?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was your last day?
28th.
Okay. And everything you've told me is true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits? Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1517 Lawrence Drive, 1922 Creek Trace, 6899 Viewpoint Road, 801 Maybrough Street, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been associated with any of those.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Decatur, York, Phoenix City, Hoover, or none of the above?
York.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1351 Indian Hill Road, 14159 Alabama Highway 25.
That one.
Okay. You hereby filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I'm about to read to you the closing statements. After that, I will give you information to maintain your claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be available, be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The process you just filed was you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you would need to remember your PIN. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to work to make a work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any chances in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Now, your PIN number is 0999, and you need to post your resume on the Alabama Career Center's website. That web address is alabamaworks.alabamaworks.gov. alabama.gov. And do you want to do your weekly certification by phone or internet?
Internet.
Okay, it's ad.alabama.gov. And when you get on the website, you go to I Am a Claimant. And the claimant portal will come up, and it will tell you how to set up your portal. You have to use your PIN number 0999, and you do your weekly certification inside the portal. And since you are job attached, you do not have to look, you don't have to do a work search. And you start that this coming up Sunday. And you have from Sunday to Friday by 5 p.m.
Okay.
So you'll have to do it this Sunday and next Sunday. Because you return on the 15th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, do it this Sunday. And no, you don't have to do it but one Sunday. Today you signed up today. Yeah, you just have to do it one Sunday. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just file for this week did you file for last week?
No, this is your, I didn't do a weekly certification. I had to sign you up for unemployment, period, because you didn't have an active claim. You do the weekly certifications, not us. That's what I'm saying. You start that on this Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Because it said when I got to your claim, it said you didn't have an active claim. So this was like starting over. Okay. But
okay.
It should all be covered from the time you started, from the time you stopped and went on the break.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.